The latest report into a homelessness trial shows that it costs Australian governments more to leave people on the street than it does to help them. Mission Australia boosted health, education and support services for 250 homeless men in Sydney. A cost-benefit analysis by Murdoch University found that the government saved $3,600 for every person the project helped. Meredith Griffiths reports.
Gordon Brumham was a successful accountant until mental illness led him to walk away from his practice, his family and his friends. He ended up living in a shipping container that he spotted on a property in Windsor on Sydney's outskirts.
I got to know the man who owned the land there.
And how long did you live there for?
2 years.
What were you eating? Where were you washing?
In the river I watched and went to McDonald's for lunch most of the time.
He became suicidal and ended up in hospital for 2 years until his psychiatrist got him into a Mission Australia hostel. And from there he was referred to the Michael Project. Funded by a private donor, the three-year trial allowed Mission Australia to change how it supported homeless men. The organisation's Aleri Morgan-Thomas.
We changed to an assertive case management model and we were able to bring the resources to people when they needed them, and not just say, here, go and wait in this queue until something becomes available. We're able to say to the men in the project, you need drug and alcohol counselling. I can get that for you this afternoon. You need psychological support. We can book you in to see that person today.
Gordon Brumham used all the services he could.
Podiatry, dentist care. After a while, they moved us into these wonderful new units.
When you were in the shipping crate and when you were suffering from depression, would you have been able to cope with a place like this? Would you
no,
have been able to
I
take?
I don't think so. No.
What's the difference that you think that the Mission Australia people and the Michael Project, what did they help teach you that's made you feel sort of confident now that you can keep this place sort of shipshape?
And I think I would have ended back in the hospital. It was the help that I got from the case managers there. Then my psychiatrist and my psych nurse, they got me through that period.
The Michael Project also included an accompanying research program to demonstrate the differences the project was making. The research shows over the course of a year, many of the men moved into stable housing, started looking for work and became more socially active. The accommodation gave Ronald Masters the stability to start to learn life skills.
Teach how to cook, how to manage your finances, to wash your clothes, how to clean your hygiene and all that. So I think by going in the crisis centre, that helped me wonders. So maybe I wouldn't be alive today.
Mission Australia now wants the state and federal governments to change how they fund homelessness services. Aleri Morgan-Thomas says the Michael Project spared the government from spending money on ambulances, emergency department care, court and police costs.
They saved $8,446 per person in the study. It was a higher cost to run the Michael Project, but there's a net saving to government of just over $3,600 per person. So we would argue to government that they're better off not spending it on health and crisis, because we know those bits of the health system are already in trouble, and we're better off spending it in homelessness services so that we can really end homelessness for those people.
Aleri Morgan-Thomas from Mission Australia.